Harold Tartell of Milton. He responded with his company in May 1974 to a fire on the railway bridge. Here he explains how it started.
It was a beautiful day in May, balmy day, breezy. And from what I understand, there was a train coming across. I think it was headed westbound. And what caused or started the fire, people seem to believe, is there was a brake shoe or brake dragging, and the hot slag or what have you from the brake got the ties and the creosote started. And of course, with a breeze, that spread things, and it really got going up there. What the problem out there, there was a standpipe that was, I guess, around 3 or 4 inches in diameter, iron pipe, that was supposed to be for firefighting purposes. And there were hose stations spaced, I think, like every 50 or 100 feet up there in the need of a fire, that there would be water, you know, to supply those lines. Well, evidently, when the winter before the fire, they didn't drain the standpipe, and the standpipe was probably filled with water, and it froze and burst. And when they attempted to get water out to the fire via the standpipe was full of holes, and the efforts were very unsuccessful.